Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you for joining me. Today, a tribute to Mr. Dick Nolan on the anniversary of his passing. Now, I got something for you to think about while you listen to Dick's old chum Roy Penny twist the pick. How many years ago did Dick Nolan pass away? Snazzy guitar work courtesy of Roy Penny. That song was called Twist and a Pick. Roy wrote that one. It peaked at number 8 in 1965 on the RPM country charts. And I just love that song. A very clean, simple arrangement. No extra frills in there. Just lead guitar, bass and drums. And when Roy Penny is the guitar player, that's all you need. Now, I said that was in 1965. And at the same time that that song, Twist and a Pick, charted, Roy Penny actually was the guitarist on another track that was in the top 10 at the time, and that track was actually featuring as vocalist his old boyhood chum from Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Who would have thunk it, eh? The two of them on the national charts at the same time back in 1965, and that boyhood friend, of course, is none other than Dick Nolan. Nolan reached number 2 on the charts at that time with a Hank Snow composition, Golden Rocket.
All aboard!
From old Montana down to Alabama, I've been before and I'll travel again. You try it for more, I can't keep a good man down. Well, you dealt the cards, but you missed the play, so hit the road and be on your way. I'm gonna board this Golden Rocket and leave this town. Well, I want a good engine running on time, so baby, I'm switching to another line. Honey, never hang your signal out for me. Get tired of running on the same old track. I got a one-way ticket and I won't be back. The Golden Rocket's gonna roll my blues away. Hear that lonesome whistle blow. That's my cue, and now you know that I got another true love waiting in Tennessee. This midnight special is burning the rail, so woman, don't try to follow my trail, and the Golden Rocket's gonna roll my blues away. Hear that thunder on through the night, the Golden Rocket is doing me right, and that sunny old Southland sure is a part of me. Out front all gonna raise your name. The fire went out, you lost your claim, and the golden rug was gonna roll my blues away. That old conductor, he seemed to know you'd done me wrong, I was feeling low, for yelling out, we're over that Dixon line. Then the brakeman started singing a song, you're worried now, but you won't be long, this golden rug is gonna roll my blues away. Then the porter yelled with his southern drawl, rise and shine, I'm a-telling y'all. So I sprang to my feet to reach the newborn day. I kissed my baby at the station door, the whistle blew like never before, golden rug is gonna roll my blues away. Yeah, the golden
rock is
gonna roll my blues away.
The golden rocket's gonna roll my blues away. Featuring Roy Penny and something called the Shotgun Guitar. That was Dick Nolan with Golden Rocket. He released that as a single on the Arc label back in 1965. Also appeared on his vinyl LP, Truck Driving Man. You're listening to Newfound Records on CHMR, and today an hour full of Dick Nolan music. And Nolan, you know, was a household name in Newfoundland back in the, I think you could say anywhere from the mid-1960s right up through to the 1980s. And all old-timers out there who are listening would know about him. And I would suspect that many of the younger generation never even heard his name. So here's a little summary of some of Dick Nolan's career highlights and accomplishments. He has the distinction, as far as I can figure out, of being Newfoundland and Labrador's most prolific recording artist ever. He was the first to bring Newfoundland and Labrador music to a mainland audience, and the first Newfoundlander, I think, to appear at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. That was in 1972. Now, here's quite an accomplishment. In the space of 1/12-month period, or 1 year, Dick Nolan had 3 gold records, 3 of them. In 1973, he was named Apache Communications Male Performer of the Year. And in 1973-74, around there, Dick Nolan had a weekly TV series on CJON-TV here in St. John's. He was nominated for a Juno Award in the category of Country Male Vocalist of the Year, and he received a Lifetime Achievement Award from Music NL. That was in 2005. And in 2009, I think it was, Dick Nolan posthumously was named recipient of the Dr. Helen Creighton Lifetime Achievement Award by the East Coast Music Association. Now, there in a nutshell is the man's pretty impressive resume. Now, many of you will remember, too, that Dick Nolan passed away some time ago. Now, but how long ago was that, do you think? Was it 5 years ago? 7 years ago? 8 years ago? Longer than that? Well, I was quite surprised myself when I came to the realization a little while ago that it's actually 10 years ago that Dick Nolan passed away. The date was December the 13th, 2005. And so, to mark that, Newfound Records today is going to have a show full of Dick Nolan music, and I'm going to concentrate on the 45 RPM singles that the man released. And so now, let's hear one. This one comes from 1966, and it's a song that he wrote for Newfoundland's first Come Home Here celebration. The song is called Come Where We're At.
Come home to Newfoundland, it's come home here. All the newfies will be gathered here. There's lots of fish and brews and treats like that. So don't stay where you do, come where we're at. You'll find salt herring, salmon, steaks galore. A welcome mat will be at every door. The lake trout down here, they jump 8 feet high. So come on home and let's sing guys goodbye. There's lots of nice things down here to be seen. The air you breathe is always fresh and clean. The pretty girls are down here by the score. So come on home, you won't roam anymore. Air Canada, they land here every day. Or the William Carson trucks and we'll take you across the bay. So come on home, we'll make some good homebrew. And the RCMP will help us drink it too. Shake your hand and greet you with a smile. They're friendly folk and they just love to mix. So come to Newfoundland in 66. Come home to Newfoundland, it's come home year. All the Newfies will be gathered here. There's lots of fish and brews and treats like that. Oh, don't stay where you do.
Just heard one of the earliest singer-songwriter songs by a Newfoundlander. The song was Come Where We're At. That was written by Dick Nolan, sung by Dick Nolan. Very popular song back in its day. 1966 was Come Home Year. And that song became an unofficial anthem for Come Home Year. I played it from the single that was released on the ARC label. And that was in mono only, that release, like all singles back in those days. Although the album that the song also appeared on, Eyes to Buy, What Catches the Fish, that was released in both mono and stereo. The album was directed by Ben Weatherby, as was most of Dick Nolan's music on the ARC label back in the 1960s. In fact, Ben Weatherby, he directed, that's the term that they use, almost all the country music, I think, that ARC put out in that decade. Alrighty, time for a break now, but do stick around. I got lots more singles for you by Dick Nolan coming your way right after this.
Some like it hot. Some like it on the rocks. Me, I like it fair. Fair trade coffee means that farmers improve their living conditions while respecting the environment. And it tastes really good. For a decent cup of coffee, look for the transfer logo. It's your guarantee that the coffee growers will pay the fair price and that the environment is protected. For more information, call 514-522-2000 or 1-888-663-3247. This message has been brought to you by Équiterre with the support of the Canadian International Development Agency.
CHMR-FM, providing an alternative to mainstream radio. Check out the website at www.mon.ca/CHMR.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bombay, and also heard online at the eastcoastkitchenparty.net. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
We now continue with our tribute to Dick Nolan on the 10th anniversary of his passing. Now, I mentioned earlier that Dick was the first to bring Newfoundland music to the mainland. In fact, he moved to Toronto from Cornerbrook in the late 1950s, and pretty soon he was performing at venues. Some of them in the early days were the 300 Club, the Drake Hotel, and then later on he graduated to the Horseshoe Tavern. And at the Horseshoe, he became leader of a house band called the Blue Valley Boys. That really opened up opportunities for Dick and exposed him to some of the big names in the American country business, as well as the best that Canada had to offer. Back in those days, for example, Dick befriended and played with a lot of big names like Lefty Frizzell, Carl Smith, Dave Dudley. Those three he became quite good friends with as well. He also played with Buck Owens, Willie Nelson, Mac Wiseman. He was another good friend of Dick's. In those days, Dick's repertoire was a mix of country music and a synthesis of Newfoundland music and country music. It just came to be known as Newfoundland country over the years. Here's an example now of that synthesis from 1966. It's a single that Dick released on the ARC label again. Also appeared on the album Eyes to Buy What Catches the Fish as the title song, I guess. It's a lively foot-stomping arrangement of the traditional Eyes to Buy. And I really love this arrangement. I mean, it's got great musicianship on it. Love the mandolin in here. And the band is really rocking. Here then, Dick Dolan, Eyes to Buy.
Well, I's the buy that builds the boat, and I's the buy that sails her. I's the buy that catches the fish and brings them home to Lizer. Hip your partner, Sally DeVoe. Hip your partner, Sally Brown. Oh, what willing ain't Morton's Harbor all around the circle. And rinds to cover your plate, cake and tea for supper, codfish in the spring of the year, fried and maggoty butter. I's the buy that fills the boat, I's the buy that sails her, I's the buy that catches the fish and brings them home to Lizer. Maggoty fish, they're no good for winter. I can catch better than that down in Bonavista. I's the buy that builds the boat, I's the buy that sails her, I's the buy that catches the fish and brings them home to Lizer. Took Liza to the dance, and faith how she would travel. Every step that Liza took, she was up to her knees in gravel. I's the buy that builds the boat, and I's the buy that sails her. I's the buy that catches the fish and brings them home to Liza. Your partner Sally DeVoe, hip your partner Sally Brown. Oh, go twilling eight Morton's Harbor all around the circle. I's the buy that builds the boat, I's the buy that sails her, I's the buy that catches the fish, brings them home to Lizer.
Oh boy, the band is really in a groove on this one. That's Dick Nolan with Eyes to Buy from 1966. Now, if I had to choose any one Dick Nolan LP as a favorite, that would be a pretty difficult thing to do. But right up there amongst the top would be his LP, which he called Moving Out. And that was released around 1967. Got a great band on this one, backing them up, Mickey McGivern and the Mustangs. I think Buddy Cage, the great Buddy Cage, is the steel guitar player. Dave Dudley also played on the album, and Dick just seems to be in a great groove on this LP. I remember the first time I saw that photo artwork for this, I just couldn't believe it. I had to keep staring at it and staring at it. It has Dick sporting an eye patch, and his sexy lady companion that he's hitchhiking with, she's got an eye patch as well. Like she's a Dick Nolan wannabe or something. Some people refer to this period of Dick's career as the eye patch period because he put out three successive albums which had a character on there wearing an eye patch. Now, this album, Moving Out, there were a few singles released from it, and you're going to hear two of them now, back to back. And the first tune you're about to hear is a co-write by Mickey McGivern, the lead guitar player, and Bill Adams, he was another musician. Song is called Running Bills, and that's going to run right into another one of my favorite songs by Dick Nolan. This one was co-written by the great Dave Dudley and someone by the name of Dee Marison. The song is called Long Time Gone. You don't get to hear that one very much, but it's really a great song in my view. Well, you listen to these two now and see what you think of them. First, Running Bills.
Left my family, friends and home. I decided then to roam, not knowing if I'm ever coming back. The mailman goes there every day, leaves the bills and goes away. I hope there ain't no way to make me pay. I've got a running bill downtown, oh, but they won't find me around, 'cause my running bills just run me away. Well, I've been in love before, take this misery. I never made enough in life to even support a wife. I just had to run me away. I've got a running bill downtown, oh, but they won't find me around, 'cause my running bills just run me away. Well, I've been in love before, but I won't be anymore, 'cause a woman couldn't take this misery. I never made enough in life to even support a wife. I just had to run me away. I've got a running bill downtown, but they won't find me around, 'cause my running bills just run me away.
Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker.
I guess you think you broke my heart, but I don't mind that we're apart. As sure as there's another dawn, you can bet that I will be a long time gone. For every time you lied to me, I told myself that this can't be. I know I was completely wrong. You can bet that I will be a long time gone. Been on you day and night, but now I finally saw the light. I'm gonna tell you now, so long. You can bet that I will be a long time gone. Today I saw a mourning dove, and he was searching for his love. I'm sorry that he's all alone, but for me I'm glad I'll be a long time gone. But for me I'm glad I'll be a long time gone.
Dick Nolan at his best, in my view. I just heard two songs that were released on 45 RPM singles on the ARC label back around 1967, and they're also on the LP Moving Out. You just heard Long Time Gone, what a great song, and before that, Running Bills. You're listening to Newfound Records, and I'm Wayne Tucker. Today we're remembering Dick Nolan. He passed away 10 years ago, and I'm remembering him by spinning some songs that he released on 45 RPM singles. Next one up was also on the LP Moving Out. The song was called The Fool. I find the composer credit to this interesting. The song is credited to a Naomi Ford, but I did a little poking around. I found out that Naomi Ford is actually a pseudonym for Lee Hazlewood. Don't know why he used a pseudonym on that song. Lee Hazlewood was a big name. He became well known for his work with Nancy Sinatra. I would think that was in the 70s, or maybe it was in the 60s. Songs like These Boots Are Made for Walking, Summer Wine, Some Velvet Morning, one of my favorites. And the song, The Fool, did quite well for Dick Nolan. Peaked at number 5 on the national charts in 1967. Let's drink to a fool.
Gather round me, buddies. Hold
your glasses high and drink to a fool, crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye. At last,
at last,
he found he loves her.
He loves her
so much,
so much.
He wants to die,
wants to die.
So I'll drink to a fool, a crazy fool,
who told his baby goodbye.
Oh, he needs her. He needs her so. And he wonders why he had to let her go.
At last,
found he needs her so much. He wants to die, so I'll drink to a fool, a crazy fool,
who told his baby goodbye. Found he wants her so much. He wants to die,
and I'll drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told his baby goodbye. Yeah, I told.
Dick Nolan with The Fool. Now, Dick Nolan was best known for his mega hit Aunt Martha's Sheep that was released originally on an album, the LP Fisherman's Boy, in the summer of 1972. It wasn't available as a single for several months, actually, and people were buying up the album just to get the single. Usually in those days, the song would be released as a single, probably before the album was released or maybe around the same time, and lots of people just bought the single. And the single, of course, was available for jukebox play, and that was quite important in the day. The album Fisherman's Boy, in fact, went platinum for Dick in just a few months, which means it sold about 100,000 copies, I believe it was. And in Canada, in those days, that was platinum status. Now, later in the fall, though, they did release a single for Aunt Martha's Sheep for jukebox play and radio airtime as well. But it was a different recording from the LP version. They re-recorded it with different musicians, supposedly at a better studio, which was an actual recording studio in Halifax, as opposed to the somewhat makeshift one, I think you could say, at Mon Radio in St. John's, where Fisherman's Boy was recorded. On the re-released version, Roy Penny played electric guitar. There was no electric guitar on the original Aunt Martha's Sheep. But what I've got for you now is quite a rare version of the song, and it was actually released on an EP. It's probably Dick Dolan's only EP. He did a few songs on it, and there are songs by one other recording artist on it as well. It was released in 1977 as part of a promotional package, I think, for the 1977 Summer Games in St. John's. So this was actually released 5 years after the original hit. It's interesting that this arrangement of the song includes a piano. So we're going to give that a spin now. Here is Dick Nolan. Come and gather all around me, I'll sing to you a tale.
Come gather all around me and I'll sing to you a tale about the boys in Kermanville who almost went to jail. It happened on a November's night when all hands was asleep. We crept up over Joe Tuxhill and stole Aunt Martha's sheep. Now if you pay attention, I know I'll make you laugh. We never went to steal the sheep, we went to steal the calf. The old cow, she got angry 'cause we woke her from her sleep. We couldn't take any chances, so we had to steal the sheep. Well, we cut the woolly animal and dragged her from her pen. She said goodbye to little lambs she'd never see again. She knew that those dark strangers soon would take her life. In less than half an hour, she felt the dreadful knife. Aunt Martha, she got angry when she heard about the loss. Said she'd catch the robbers, no matter what the cost. Next morning, just at sunrise, she to the office went. And to the RCMP, a telegram she sent.
Well, the Mountie got the message and he started in to read. This is from Aunt Martha telling an awful bead. Last night my sheep were stolen by whom I cannot tell. I'd like for you to catch them and to drag them back to jail. Well, just a short time later, about 12 o'clock that night, we had the sheep a-cookin' and everyone feeling tight. The smell of mutton and onions, no man could ask for more. We were chug-a-luggin' dominion when a Mountie walked in the door. He said, sorry, boys, your party, I really don't want to wreck. I smelt the meat a-cookin' and I had to come in and check. You see, the sheep are stolen and the thief is on the loose. I said, come right in and join us, sir, we're having a piece of moose. Well, he came right in, he sat right down, we gave him a piece of the sheep. Well, this is the finest piece of moose I know I ever eat. About 2 o'clock in the morning, he bid us all good day. If we get any clues in the sheep, sir, we'll phone you right away. He said, thanks a lot, you're a darn fine bunch, I promise I know you keep. If everyone was as good as you, she wouldn't have lost her sheep. After he left, we had the peas we had in the oven to roast. We might have stole the sheep, boys, but the Mountie ate the most.
Well, it's break time once again, but don't you go anywhere. There's still lots more Dick Nolan singles stacked high on the platter.
There is the pride of country music. We all know him as Mr. Charlie Pride. If you love Charlie Pride, and if you love classic country, we have a great classic country show Friday nights with your host, Country Gary. Tune in at 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. for the good old country show on radio station 93.5 FM.
Where roses hardly ever.
Kitty, go outside.
Outside? What are you, crazy? It's a dog-eat-cat world out there. Please, not outside. I could get hit by a car. Pick up some disease. Get chased by the neighbor. Be rained and snowed on. It's a jungle out there. I'm staying inside where I'll be happy, healthy, and live three times longer than an outdoor cat.
Do you know where your cat is? For more information on keeping cats happy and safe indoors, call your local animal shelter or the Canadian Federation of Humane Societies.
Okay, so...
So who's staying from Crookstoke?
Why don't you do it? I should do it, I suppose, yeah.
Say we're from Crookstoke.
We're from, okay.
Hi, I'm Ted Rowe.
And I'm Neil Rosenberg, and we're with Crooked Stovepipe.
And you're listening to CHMR.
93.5 FM.
We live in two different worlds, dear. That's why we're so far apart.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB, Bombay, CJBI on Belle Island, and the EastCoastKitchenParty.net on the internet. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca, and listen to the most recent programs whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary. And by the way, Newfound Records is now also very pleased to be heard on Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook and Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland. So welcome to our new listeners there. And for airtimes for Newfound Records being aired on all syndicated radio stations, just go to the web pages for those stations. We now continue with our tribute to Dick Nolan, who passed away 10 years ago on December the 13th. And we're doing that by playing some of Dick's 45 RPM singles. The next up is a sequel to the song Come Where We're At. Remember, I played that one earlier and said it was an unofficial theme song for the Come Home Here celebrations. Well, the song Home Again This Year, that was released in 1972, sort of continues the story of the 1966 original. And once again, this song, like many others that Dick recorded, features some great guitar picking by Roy Penny. And in the song, Dick sings of a lot of things that have changed since 1966. New premier, lower drinking age, and we've got the come-by-chance oil refinery. Our cigarettes cost more, likewise our beer. So what, please God, I'll still be here next year. Dick Knoll.
Well, we're home again in Newfoundland this year, eating lots of moose and drinking beer. A lot of things have changed in 66, but the Protestants still drink moonshine with the mix. Our politics have changed, I guess you know. We no longer have that fellow we call Joe. Daddy Frank took over, he's a good PC. And they say he's a fella that sings a lot like me. Well, the RCMP are still here in full force. Father eating sheep and drinking homebrew, of course. The Newfie girls are prettier each day. So I think that I'm in Newfoundland to stay. They lowered our drinking age to just 19. To add to our troubles, now we have Shaheen. Come by chance, we'll flourish, so to say it. But by then, I imagine we will all be dead. Thank God we don't have troubles in our land, like prejudice and the war in Vietnam. Our cigarettes cost more, likewise our beer. So what, please God, I'll still be here next year. We're home again in Newfoundland this year, eating lots of moose and drinking beer. A lot of things have changed in 66, but the Protestants still drink moonshine with the mix. So we're home again in Newfoundland this year.
Well, I told you all a story about Aunt Martha Sheep. Well, here's another story in my memory I will keep. So pull your chairs up close, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll sing to you a ballad of me and Brother Bill. 'Twas early in the month of June beneath the summer sky. We started on our journey with a rod and reel and fly. Bill was an alcoholic, so lots of booze he took. And very soon we were fishing knee-deep in a brook. Now the birds were singing sweetly and the water running wild. The salmon, they were jumping in that good old Newfie style. Bill would cast his line out and in his pocket reach. And while he waited for a bite, would have a drink of screech. Now Bill got in a happy mood as more and more he drank, until he saw a warden up on the riverbank. His face did turn all colors and he said, my God, I'm caught. My liquor I remembered, but the license I forgot. Now Bill, he had no money, so his fine I'd have to pay. Well, then I took it on me to see he got away. I dropped my rod and reel, started running for the shore. And when I reached the bushes, I was running all the more. Now down a winding trail with the warden in the chase, I ran about a mile and fell flat upon my face. The warden, he jumped on me and this to me did say, you're running from the law, boy, so now you're gonna pay. His eyes, they shone like diamonds and he opened up his mouth. I reached into my pocket and my license I pulled out. I did not break the law, sir, my record is clean. The man without a license, well, you left back in the stream. So have yourself a smoke, sir, it don't matter anyhow. I do not know his name, and I'm sure he's gone by now. 'Twas there I took a vow that I would never tell the warden, he would never know it was my brother Bill. Now Bill, he's sitting home, and the salmon's in the pan. He's sitting at the table with a big drink in his hand. He's laughing and wondering if the warden got me yet. But I tell you, boys, when I get home, I break his bloody neck. Yes, I tell you, boys, when I get home, I break his bloody neck.
Co-write by the same duo that told us all the story about Aunt Martha's Sheep. That duo was Ellis Coles and Dick Dolan. The song you just heard, Me and Brother Bill, from 1973. One of Dick's most popular songs. He often sang it at his live performances. And the song made the national RPM charts in 1973. Also appeared on his gold album, Happy Newfoundlanders. And it was part of the compilation CD that was released. But just after Dick passed away in 2006, the album was called Best of Dick Nolan, released on the Sony BMG label, I think it was. Great compilation. You can still find that CD in record stores, by the way, if you're interested in picking up some of Dick Nolan's greatest material from the RCA years. You're listening to Newfound Records on Mun Radio. By the way, before you heard Me and Brother Bill, you heard Home Again This Year. Now, Dick Nolan released 5 albums of Newfoundland country material on the RCA label during his peak period of fame, actually, 1972 to 1975. But in 1976, he switched labels, and he was now with Stompin' Tom's Boot Records label. And with the switch in labels came a switch in genres, too. Dick returned to his country roots, released an LP, he called it Country Song. And you're going to hear right now a single from that LP. The song is called A Kingdom I Call Home. I think it's a great song. See what you think of it.
Well, I don't have a gold mine in Alaska, and this won't be the year I fly to Rome. I don't have oil wells in Oklahoma. But I have a kingdom I call home. And I don't have an army in my kingdom, but I don't have to fight my wars alone. The love of my woman's all I need to help me rule the kingdom I call home. Oh, the queen of the castle wears a plain cotton dress, and the little princess plays with paper dolls, while the keeper of the kingdom is rich in happiness, and the world is locked outside the palace walls. This world may never know I walked its valleys, and history won't carve my name in stone. But when my children are grown, they'll remember there was love in the kingdom I called home. Oh, the queen of the castle wears a plain cotton dress, and the little princess plays with paper dolls, while the keeper of the kingdom is rich in happiness, and the world is locked outside the palace walls.
Well, mama making fresh bread, daddy piling wood behind the stove. Well, look out through the window at the little boats anchored in the cove. Fishing poles and swimming holes and gravel roads and grandpa in his chair. Well, lobster pots and splitting cod and
steaks and a keg of blue ribbon beer. Halibut and cod tongues, Sunday chicken dinner and skipping rocks, and stealing new grown turnips, and stealing someone's story from the docks. Summer days and fall rains and winter winds and pretty northern lights. Fishing songs and long johns at 20 below zero in the night. Here from Anjay from port to port. That's some good old French play in there. Pickup trucks and cotton logs, rabbit stew and brand new Christmas snow. Hot buns and molasses, and the Northern Ranger tied up in the cold. Dogs and cats and oilskin caps and worn out pants with patches on their knees. Well, put them all together, Newfoundland, that's what you mean to me. Mama making fresh bread, Daddy piling wood behind the stove. And look out through the window at the little boats anchored in the cold. Fishing poles and swimming holes and gravel rolls and grandpa in his chair. Lobster pots and splitting cod and moose steaks and a keg of blue ribbon beer. I said put them all together, Newfoundland, that's what you mean to me.
Fine job by Dick Nolan there on the Roy Payne composition, Newfoundland, that's what you mean to me. I love the some of the images in that song. Mama baking fresh bread, Daddy piling wood behind the stove. All right. And I took that from a 45 RPM single that was released on the Star Pack label in 1980. And it also appeared on the album Side by Each that Dick did with Roy Payne. Before Newfoundland, that's what you mean to me, you heard A Kingdom I Call Home. Now, let's hear the other side of the Newfoundland That's What You Mean to Me song. Now, you remember, let me back up a little bit. Remember I played Dick's foot stomping version of Eyes the Bye earlier, a version that he recorded back in 1966. Well, you're going to hear another version of Eyes the Bye now by Dick Nolan that has the same title and the same lyrics, and other than that, the resemblance just isn't there anymore. It's a funky arrangement of the song, and just like the 1966 version, it's quite danceable, but you wouldn't be doing the same kind of dance, I don't think. Folklorist Philip Hiscock, who's an authority on Eyes the Bye, he chose this funky version that you're about to hear as his favorite of the 80-plus versions that he had reviewed when he wrote a paper on the song. Said he wants to hit the dance floor whenever he hears it, and you know, so do I, and I don't even like to dance. So you're either going to love this arrangement, I think, or perhaps you'll hate it. Give it a listen, see what you think. Dick Nolan, Eyes to Buy.
Eyes to Buy to blues the boat, uh-huh. And Eyes to Buy to sails. Well, Eyes to Buy to catch the fish, uh-huh. And I take some home to lies. Well, hit your partner, Sally DeBow, uh-huh. And hip your partner, Sally Brown. Fogo, Trinidad, Morton's Harbor, and all around the circle. Well, we don't want you maggoty fish, uh-huh, 'cause that's no good for winter. And we can catch you better than that, uh-huh, way down. She could travel, oh, but every step that Eliza took, she was up to her mouth in gravel. 'Cause Eliza bided to the boat, uh-huh, and Eliza bided sails her, and Eliza bided catch the fish, uh-huh, and I take some home to Eliza. Take him home again now.
That's a wrap for this week. That was Dick Nolan with Eyes to Buy Like You'd Never Heard It Before. Great way to wrap up our tribute to Dick Nolan on the 10th anniversary of his passing. Now be sure to drop by Newfound Records next week and join me for a little Christmas spirit. Right now, taking us home today, Roy Penny with a single that he released in 1965. The flip side, actually, of his hit Twist and Depict. This is White Silver Sands. Until next week, Wayne Tucker. Wishing you all the best. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday at noon.
Thank you.